How's it going, Grade A Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a Grade A kind of day. And my guest on this installment of Grade A Nation is Adam Sisler, and he's developed a brand new mobile app called Dinner With You, where you get matched up with someone else that is eating alone. So how it works is you enter into the app, you say, I would like to be paired up with someone, and at random, you get matched with someone else that happens to be eating alone, and then you chat together, so you get the feeling like you are not eating alone. You're talking together, and you're getting to know someone. So I thought it would be interesting to have Adam on, because it is the holiday season, and it could be a potential application that's used by people that are a bit lonely during the holidays. So, Adam, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm happy to be back here. It's very kind of you to have me on to talk about the new app. You know, this is kind of new territory for me. For many years, I was a video game journalist, and moving into the mobile application front of technology is a new venture for me. So I'm very excited, very excited.
Now, what was the thing that sparked the idea for the Dinner With You app?
It was a matter of just me realizing that when I would be bussing tables, because I have to be honest, I worked at a network that was focused on technology for many years. I worked there for about 14 years. And when I lost my job, I was very distraught, and I was bussing tables, and I noticed that people often eat alone, and it made me kind of sad. So I was saying, you know, what can be done to get people to feel like they have some company when they're eating alone?
Well, that's very kind of you, Adam. It's a demonstration of your good spirit. Now, you said that you wanted to demonstrate the app right here on Grade A Nation, so that people can get a feel for how it works.
Exactly. And I'm going to enter the app right now, and we're going to talk with people, and we're going to be paired up at random with some folks.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, so let's do it.
All right. And hold on one second.
That's Adam fiddling around with the app. We hope you're having a happy holidays, everyone. At the time of this recording, we are in the thick of... Is it Hanukkah? Yeah, I think it is Hanukkah. All right.
All right, I just got paired up with someone. Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, this is Adam, and I just wanted to say, it's nice to meet you. How's it going?
It's going pretty well, now that I see you.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing, is that the point of this app is to make sure that people have someone to eat with. People don't feel alone. What are you eating?
I'm not eating anything.
Oh, well, I mean, the point of the app is to, you know, eat a meal with someone.
Well, maybe I'll be eating something in a few minutes.
What's that?
A bratwurst.
Oh, and are you cooking it?
No, it's going to be delivered to me.
All right. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Do you like Star Wars?
You know, people ask me that quite a bit because I'm kind of a video game nerd. But I'm not a film buff, per se. I'm not very big into movies. I'm big into video games. I have played the Star Wars games, and the recent ones from Electronic Arts leave a lot to be desired.
I like playing with lightsabers.
Excuse me?
Yeah. The bigger the lightsaber, the more fun it is.
Okay. So, do you play video games?
With video games, it's a matter of whether or not you would like to play with my joystick or not.
What are you doing under that sheet?
I'm polishing my banister right now.
Oh my god. Close this down. Close it.
What? So what happened there, Adam?
It was an internet pervert, and luckily, with the Dinner With You app, you can block someone, and you'll never match up with them, and you can also report them. So that guy who showed me his private parts, I guess I could say, and him playing with his private parts, he won't be on the app for long. So rest assured that if you encounter a pervert, you're not going to be victimized for a long time. You know, you can take action and we'll be proactive and resolve the issue.
Well, that's good. You want to have an environment where people feel safe, where they can just enter into the Dinner With You app and have a normal conversation, nothing perverted or sexual tied to it.
Exactly, Mr. Thomas.
All right, well, that first one didn't seem to work out too well, but is there a chance that you can pair up with someone else?
Yes, I can try right now. Hold on 1 second.
Okay, Adams. Getting paired up with someone.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi, everybody, this is your good old friend JR, and I'd like to thank you for downloading Grillin' JR. Have I mentioned my barbecue sauce yet? It uses a recipe developed by my deceased and beautiful little angel Jan, who was taken away from me by a teenager, punk, reckless driver. I'm home alone right now. I'm having some steak, and unfortunately, I'm home alone, and there are no cat burglars to keep me company. So, the year is 1987.
Excuse me, JR, can I ask you a question?
So, the year is 1987. I'm working at Jim Crockett Promotions. And my coworker is Tony Schiavone. He is another announcer.
Mr. JR, what kind of steak is that?
Tony Schiavone, he was someone who was pretty friendly. I'll say that. Always kind to me. Not an evil carny like most people in the wrestling business. And Jim Crockett, Mr. Crockett, he had us room together when we would be on the road. So it's me, your good old friend JR, and Tony Schiavone bunking together.
JR, can I talk?
No, you can't, because this is JR's time, and I want some company, and you're just going to sit there and listen to me talk, okay? So I'm bunking with Tony Schiavone, and you know I'm a big boy. I can eat, but Tony's a big boy that can eat too. And Tony ate a whole bunch of chicken fried steak, and he had the most unbearable gas in the hotel room. So he was farting up a storm,
Mr. JR.
He was farting up a storm, and it was a matter of his gas blast being so powerful, so pungent, so revolting, that I actually think that the shock of Tony Schiavone's farts permeating the air affected me to the point where I got Bell's palsy. Can you believe that? I mean, just my face took on a shocked expression, and the expression got frozen, and that caused me to get Bell's palsy. So I blame Tony Schiavone for me getting Bell's palsy. So go to JR's BBQ for some barbecue sauce, and it's going to be something where I can overcome the fact that I'm in a house all alone by myself.
Mr. JR, the point of this dinner with you app is that it's a conversation with someone, and you're not talking at someone, you're talking together.
Well, what's your name?
My name is Adam. Adam Sisler.
Well, Adam, I think you're a little twerp. One of those little keyboard warriors that criticized me for my announcing on AEW. And you're one of those entitled young people.
I'm actually in my 40s.
You're one of those entitled young people who thinks that you can just have a good old time trashing good old JR, and I'm not going to stand for it, okay? So I'm going to report you on this app.
I'm the inventor of the app. I created it.
I find that hard to believe, and you could kiss my oaky ass, okay?
Good grief. What is his problem?
All right, well, this seems like it did not work well, Adam, at all. It seems like the two pairings were a disaster.
Well, I mean, don't judge the app by these two interactions. It's, you know, it's a random draw, and you can be paired up with someone totally normal, totally interesting. So please, folks out there, don't judge the app based on what you just heard.
Well, what are they going to base the app on?
Trying it out for themselves. And actually, Mr. Thomas, if I paid you, can we delete this episode or not have it released?
No. Adam, I know you had good intentions and it just didn't work out. And in the spirit of the holiday season, I think that people should get together and have a meal with someone either in person or through an app.
I guess you're right. Happy holidays, everyone.
That's right. Happy holidays. That's it for this installment of Grady Nation. We'll check in with you soon. Take care.
Lesson. Feliz Navidad. Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. Merry Christmas. Mis mejores deseos para esta Navidad. All my best wishes for this Christmas. Mis mejores deseos para esta Navidad. All my best wishes for this Christmas. Quiero sexo oral de Santa para Navidad. I want oral sex from Santa for Christmas. Quiero sexo oral de Santa para Navidad. I want oral sex from Santa for Christmas. Okay, that's That's this week's lesson.